Oh, you know what? Something I did not do that I had designs on doing when I was driving in today. If you're on hold, stay there. If you need your driveway or your steps or your sidewalk, if you need the snow picked up, if you need it shoveled, and maybe you don't get around all that well, maybe you don't get out of the house all that much, maybe you're just not all that able-bodied, right? Give me a call at 866-391-1020. Because I know this, and I've done this before. Somebody will call, and I'll match you up with somebody who will come out and take care of it for you. There will be another person who's willing to come out there and do it for you. So don't be afraid in this season of giving to ask for something. So I'm here for you. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. If your steps are icy, your walk's all screwed up, your driveway needs done, give me a call. And don't be ashamed. Even if you just talk to Margo and give her your address or whatever, and I'll let everybody, if I do get a call or two like that, I'll let people know where that is, and I'll match you guys up. I think that's something we could very simply do with this platform and something that works and something that shows the spirit of the holiday season. So that being said, don't be ashamed. 866-391-1020. And you don't even have to go on the air if you don't want. And then I'll let people know where those places are and we'll match it all up. Anyway, I do want to get into some other things. But first, Rose is in Swissville. Hi, Rose.
Hi. I'm calling about my grandfather.
Oh.
I live with my grandparents when I was a kid.
Okay.
And my grandfather always saw a good snowstorm as an opportunity like to conquer nature. And he had, of course, he had the gigantic push broom.
Oh, naturally.
And he also had a very large mop. It was so big. It was amazing. And he would, do the sidewalk first and then shovel the next morning, because a lot of times he would get up at night to be ahead of the snow.
Right.
And then he would shovel. But when it came to the car, he would use this mop. And as a kid, I would be really embarrassed as he was out there mopping the car. But he was strong and stocky, worked in the mill since he was 13 years old, and he just did things his way. And he would go out there and swing that mop. But the car always looked like it had no snow on it, and it was even like shiny. It's almost like it got a cleaning too.
Now, what, he used the mop because it didn't have bristles on it and it wouldn't scratch his car up?
Yes.
And just genius move.
Yeah. And then other people, other men in the neighborhood started doing that.
And he was he was like a big mill hunk, you're saying?
Well, the word H-U-N-K with a Y on it was like the worst word on earth.
I know.
I don't even go there.
But he was a big, proud steel mill kind of guy.
Yes, he was. And he was so smart. And so, I mean, he was kind and he was like brilliant. It was amazing, and I mean, I just loved him so much. And
well, let me ask you something, Rose. Are you above? Do you have too much pride then to take your mop out and use it on a car?
Well, I don't have the strength to do that. I tried that when I got my first car, but you have to reach up real high, up over the roof and the hood, and then you have to kind of stay a little bit out in the street. And way back then, there weren't that many cars.
Right.
No, I tried it. I tried it, and I said, man, I can't do this.
Fantastic. Everybody's got their own technique. They just do. Margo, did somebody call you and need their walkway shoveled? Is that what was going on? I know you were deep in some conversation.
Yeah, someone was calling for their dad who needs his walkway shoveled.
Don't give out his address, but what town is it? Where does he live?
Squirrel Hill.
Okay, somebody, so they gave out, it was this person calling from out of town?
No, he just was calling because he can't shovel his dad's driveway.
Okay, so somebody's walkway needs done in Squirrel Hill. Now, here's where we put the bat signal up, and here's where we match people up. This show's all about, we may not have common ground in politics, we may not like the same people, but we're all a community here. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. I've got to work until 6, so I can't get there till a little bit later. If I got to do it, I'll go do it. Is there anybody in the city around the East End that can call Margo right now at 866-391-1020 and help somebody who can't get out of their house in Squirrel Hill or has a hard time getting around in Squirrel Hill that is willing to go roll up their sleeves and help a neighbor? See, this is the kind of stuff where there's not going to be a cash payout. Now, did he let his dad know someone might be coming by, Margo?
No, but I got his phone number.
Perfect. We'll link you up. We'll give you the phone number. You give this fella a call. And if you do us a solid and do our community a solid and go over and help this person out, that would be much appreciated. So 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. And it's not going to be a 4 mile long driveway or steps or anything. It's Squirrel Hill. So if you could help us out, stop by, throw some salt, and get the snow up, that would be much appreciated. That's the way we come together. That's the way KDKA, and that's the way people do it here in our community. So, and you know what? Anytime it snows, I'd like to kind of start this on my show. I want to start a bank with kind of deposits and withdrawals. Two sets. One side of people that just can't get out of the house. People that are not afraid to call Margo, give her a ring and say, hey, I need a little hand here. And then other people who are willing to say, you know what? I'm free. I'm able to get out there. I'll go help a neighbor out. What's the address? If we can establish those two things, that would be fantastic. Was that somebody who's willing to help out there, Margo?
No, it was the same guy, and he said it's shoveled today. He was just saying for the future.
Okay, well, good. Then we'll get somebody that can help them out. Again, okay. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. I am picturing that woman in Swissville now and her grandfather who had a mop, like a wet mop, but it was dry at the time, and he's taking it on his car. I have not seen that before. I've heard of it. I've not seen it with my own eyes, but it's simple in delivery in so much as this. You don't get the bristles on your car. You're able to clear it off, and you don't risk scratching it. So if you can pull all of that off, that's a fantastic tactic. It just is. Having to park outside stinks in a big snow. It's almost more of a pain sometimes to get the snow and the ice and all that off your car than it is to get it up off the ground. Again, we need your help. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. We got somebody who's going to need help this winter getting the snow up off the ground in Squirrel Hill. Just link up with this fella. Help him out. It's only going to take a couple minutes. Drop by, put him on your list, and I'd be greatly appreciated. I would greatly appreciate it, as would a lot of people. So there's that. Coming up next, I think you might be being bamboozled by the city of Pittsburgh. And I mean it. I'm not kidding. Have they gone too far? I got to get back into this story before I talk about the city bamboozling you. The city is bamboozling you. I think. Money grab. All of that. I just got a text from somebody who's a city employee that says, when you think the city's bamboozling you, they are. So there's that. But anyhow, we'll dive into that in just a little bit. But I want to get back into this story because I struggle to say when we have a great guest on or somebody comes on to give us a bit of news to not listen to them. We should listen to them. But they are, and they're not a killjoy either. They're charged with the duty of keeping the law, and I can understand it. But listen to this story.
Diana Deeds, Deputy Communications Director for the Pennsylvania Lottery, says the Gift Responsibly campaign is part of a national push to keep lottery products out of the hands of minors.
it's messaging that we focus on year round, but particularly in the holiday season, it's important to help spread that message across the state. And again, it's, you know, throughout the holiday season, we're reinforcing that responsible play in our advertising.
Deed says giving scratch-offs or other lottery tickets as gifts could become a child's first introduction to gambling. She reminds parents that lottery products are strictly for those 18 and older and should never be given to children. Tamara Rush News Radio, KDKA.
Damn right it's your first introduction, then straight into betting on a Cotton Bowl. Let's go. All respect to Miss Dietz, who has a job to do. That stocking stuffer that's the scratch off, that it was one of those things that whether you were 7 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old, 49 years old like me. Well, no, I'm only 48 now. I'll be 49 in a couple weeks. The enticement in the chance that that could turn into $5,000, that it could turn into $5, that it could turn into something big. Oh,
it's messaging that we focus on year round, but particularly in the holiday season, it's important to help spread that message across the state. And again, it's, you know, throughout the holiday season, we're reinforcing that responsible play in our advertising.
I know, but when you're a kid, the magic of those dollar signs and that money that's piled up on that scratch-off ticket and the thought that maybe, just maybe, Grandma or Uncle Jack or whoever bought that, and well, you're like 6 months removed from the street fair, the last time you gambled as a kid, when you played Chuck-a-Luck or whatever. It's just magic. It is. It's one of the best gifts you can get. Now, there is, I'll tell you this, what's a great introduction to gambling? The dejection when you scratch all that off and you lose. You're like, oh. But here's where it's different. You didn't buy it. Grandma or Uncle Jack or somebody else bought it. And so, no sweat off your brow. You only had the upside to deal with. There was no chance you were losing money. You only stood to benefit. I know I normally play it by the book. And I know I'm normally married to adhering to the law of the land. I'm big on that, to be honest with you. There's very few things I let slide. I generally play by the rules. But gambling on a scratch-off, if you're a minor, is one of life's great joys. And considering the state of our country right now, I don't know if, one, anybody's going to come at you, or two, it truly is going to be a gateway into gambling. Because every second commercial, if you watch a sporting event, is for some sort of online gambling house. So I don't think a scratch-off that somebody buys at the beer store or Giant Eagle or whatever is going to push you over the top. Just play responsibly is the way to put it, I guess. Oh, man, you can still feel that in my hand when you're a little kid. And then you try to do it with your fingernail, and you're like, no, don't do it. Get underneath your fingernail. Get a coin. Let's go. Get a quarter. Oh, don't do it too fast. You're going to lose all the excitement of it. Go slow. The city's bamboozling you. I'm going to tell you how coming up in just a little bit. So the Steelers are going to claim Adam Thielen off waivers from the Vikings. So they're going to have Aaron Rodgers and Adam Thielen. Those guys are so old. They might as well just play Bradshaw and Swan. They might be younger. Insane. Anyhow, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Are you getting bamboozled by the city? Now, I actually don't mind the premise to a point. But let's not kid anybody. It's a money grab. And the current mayor, as we saw this morning with the snow removal, is asleep. Is he working for the SEIU yet? I'm sure he probably is. He's certainly not the mayor of the city of Pittsburgh. Oh, it was funny the other night. Corey O'Connor was at the Penguins game. And, you know, they put your name and then your title underneath of it, you know, like defenseman or center. Well, Corey O'Connor was walking through the crowd and was, you know, shaking hands, whatever. And it said, Corey O'Connor, mayor of Pittsburgh. Technically, he's not yet, but everybody just assumes that he is because of how much of a disappearing act Ed Gainey has taken since May, whenever he got beat in the primary. Case in point, again, this morning. Your street has a bunch of snow and ice and everything on it? I'll tell you who not to call, Ed Gainey, that's for sure. But for maybe one last act, here's what's happening in terms of getting bamboozled. So hundreds of smart cameras on mobile enforcement cars or mounted on poles in Pittsburgh are leading to this kind of tech-aided war, this parking war. And Channel 2 did this story on television. So the Pittsburgh Parking Authority says it's only trying to better enforce parking laws. Now, to that point, I don't disagree with this. I actually think it makes some sense. But the surveillance makes some people uneasy. I don't mind it from a surveillance standpoint. I live my life under the thought that anytime you go out in public, you might be videotaped. That's just what it is. Where I have a problem with this, I'll get into a little bit, and it's not understanding all the rules of this. Anyway, so there's no need for a human reader anymore when the parking authority deploys its plate reading enforcement cars. They're mounted scanners. They can determine if a vehicle has paid or hasn't paid to park simply by driving by. They take a picture of each vehicle with a ticket to follow coming in the mail. So they don't even put it underneath your wipers anymore. You get it in the mail. Mobile scanners allow the parking authority to cover huge swaths of the city without ever getting out of the car. Again, work smarter, not harder. I don't mind this. You don't pound the shoe leather. You automate things. It's not terrible. And look, if you don't want to get a ticket, pay the meter. That's the way that it is. It's just a game that you play. So Dave Honorato, Pittsburgh Parking Authority, says we're now able to consistently enforce throughout the whole city. On top of this, for the past 2 years, it's been catching illegal parkers in designated curb loading zones. And more recently, has mounted 110 cameras over its bike lanes, ringing up vehicles that might park or linger in one of them for more than 90 seconds. Here's where the problem comes in. First of all, nobody wants these stupid-ass bike lanes, especially in the Strip District. Have you driven through there? I have, a bunch, since they put them in. I regularly go to La Prima before I come to my show, and I'll be there in the morning. I can count on one hand normally each day the amount of people I see using the bike lanes. On top of it, there's a heavy backlash. People don't want these bike lanes. On top of that, they are so visually disorienting and confusing, people don't know what to do. Half of it's painted purple. They have these poles out in front of Harp and Fiddle. Do you make deliveries? Do you drop somebody off? What happens here? There's one lane of traffic, or is it two? That's a bike lane. Is it a two-way bike lane? Can I pull over? Can I just run in for a second? Can I park here? It's incredibly disorienting. Okay? Now, through September of this year, the authority issued 226,000 tickets compared to 177,000 over the same period last year. Year-to-date revenues, $8.7 million compared to $7.2 million last year. Now, there are people that are whining to different people in the legal field. I'm being videotaped. I'm being videotaped. I'm being surveilled everywhere. You know what? That's 2025. I can't help you there, and I won't take up for you there. I disagree with you. When you're out in public, you're going to be videotaped. That's the way that it is. Where I can take up for somebody is here. This one fella, he drives Uber. He told KDK he stopped in a bike lane to drop off a passenger at West Penn Hospital. Took more than 90 seconds. Guy had trouble getting around. He's had to appeal his ticket at traffic court. There is, when you get into automation and things like this, there is no logic that prevails or that's even infused. It's black or it's white. The reader pinged that car. It was there 90 seconds. Ticket comes in the mail. Now, the parking authority, for their end of it, they just approved $1.7 million to purchase 16 new enhanced scanners that do this job even more. That being said, do you like this or not? At 866-391-1020. I don't mind it, but there has to be some stipulations put forward, particularly as it pertains to the bike lanes. We are going to live in a world where we're going to be surveilled. That's what it is. There's going to be cameras. There's going to be automation that even reads your license plate. We're like way past that. And if you're resisting that, I'm sorry, it's never going back. The problem I have with this is the bike lanes are at odds with everybody. They get minimal use. Seemingly nobody likes them except a small group that thinks that it's going to turn Pittsburgh into, like when you're on 7th Avenue in New York City or something. It's never going to happen. Not everybody's going to ride their bike in Pittsburgh. I don't have a problem, but there needs to be more discretion. There just has to be a ton of discretion with this. So this is nothing more than a cash grab. And the city's ability, the parking authority's ability to see they can make more money. This isn't making anything safer. It's not making more people come downtown. It's not making more people want to park responsibly or whatever. It's just filling the pockets of some people. That's what's going on here. And anybody that wants to debate that can certainly ring me. But let's talk about the cameras all over. I get a lot of blowback and see a lot of stuff on social media that people are bothered by that. Should we be? It doesn't bother me, but I'd like to talk to you if it bothers you. 866-391-1020. Oh, I got a story that doesn't make any sense coming up in just a little bit. 866-391-1020. One in which the wrong entity is being blamed. You know that whole snowball at the top of the hill? I blame that a lot of times when people get convoluted and look into what happens at the bottom of the hill. I always look at the thing at the top of the hill when it's formed and say, well, that's where it all started before that big mess at the bottom of the hill happened. But some people don't look at it that way. I'll get into that a little later on in the 5 o'clock hour. And also, something happened this morning I need to reset. Just past 6 o'clock that blows me away why some people are wired like this. We'll get into that just past the top of the hour. 866-391-1020. What do you think about these cameras? They're not catching speeders. They're not ShotSpotter, which I'm very much in favor of ShotSpotter. There was like a groundswell of people who didn't like ShotSpotter, which is the gunshot detection system around town. You know who didn't like it? The same goofs who didn't want Schumann opened. So, you know, connect the dots. Anybody who wants lawful things to rise to the surface in the city was a fan of ShotSpotter. And I think it's been a wonderful tool. Now with this automation with parking tickets, I actually don't mind it, but there has to be some discretion. You know what somebody told me on the inside? If every person, and this is where the city's in dire straits from a personnel standpoint, from a money standpoint, if everybody simply appealed their tickets, there's no way in the world that they'd be able to handle the backlog. And there's no way in the world they'd be able to catch up and be able to hear all the cases. If everybody appeals it, you'd essentially never have to pay it. Or it'd be a real long time. It would jam up parking court essentially in perpetuity. But people, they just count on people going and paying it. And they don't have the personnel and they don't have kind of the muscle to go collect it off you if you don't pay it. I'm not telling you not to pay it. I'm just telling you where it really stands with the city right now. Jim's in Greenfield. Hi, Jim.
Hi. I was saying to some people think about it. If you know how much cost a mile of the regular roads where the cars are, I'm not sure, but it's a lot of money.
Okay.
And check it out, how much is a bike trails cost. It's just a gravel and maybe second-hand asphalt on it. So they're taking a really expensive roads and putting in a bike lanes. So you can think how much money we're losing on it because somebody think, oh, that's a good thing. It's not a good thing.
No, and there's like no way. Said, there's no way that the use justifies the volume and the amount of bike lanes in our city. It just, and you could show me some study. You could give me some, if you build it, they will come situation. How many people are on the bike lanes today? How many are on there yesterday? How many are going to be on there tomorrow? Yeah, we don't live in Fort Myers. It's Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You could pretty much block them out for 3 months where they don't get hardly any use. I don't mind bike lanes. Some of them. We have too many, and they're in dumb locations. Just, I'll say it. Other people want to show me some study from Minneapolis, from Austin, Texas. Well, first of all, we're not those cities. And second of all, the sun shines here by 4 days a year.